What was the CC camp?
The CC camp was the boys trained to sort of like in the army. Some of them were, and some of them worked on the road. I had a cousin that was in the CC camp, and they sent him to the state of Washington. And he was transferred up to the Aleutian Islands, and he was one of the first ones that was killed in World War II. Japanese bombed it, and it was one of the first islands that was bombed, the Aleutian Islands, off the coast of Alaska.
When your family listened to the radio, did y'all ever listen to any of President Roosevelt's fireside chat?
Yeah, I listened to some of them, but I don't remember what all was said and done during that time.
Was he a popular president? Did your family support him, or were they disappointed in him, or were they not politically involved?
Well, back then, country people wasn't involved in politics too much.
Well, we had talked a little while ago about entertainment. Did the community, did y'all get together and do anything together? Did y'all have hay rides or anything like that?
Well, on holidays, during the holidays, we all got together and we made ice cream. And during the summer months, we'd get up together up a bunch of apples. We'd make apple cider, and we all loved it. Apple cider.
Did y'all have dances and things like that?
We had some dances, and then we had some sodom making days. My daddy used to make sodom. And we'd go down there, and they'd get the skinnings off the syrup and give it to us, and we'd sop it up like the pigs.
Do you recall the governor, Benjamin Miller? Do you remember him being governor? He was governor from 1931 to 1935. Was he in the state of Alabama? Were they doing anything to help relieve the financial problems during that time?
I don't believe I was involved in politics back in them days.
Well, could you tell me some things about education? Could you tell me how many students were there in school with you? Were there a lot of students, or was there just small classes?
Just small classes. The class that I was in, there were just 46 of us.
How many teachers did you have in high school?
Well, I had an English teacher, a history teacher, biology teacher, and geometry teacher, and algebra.
Did y'all take any foreign languages during that time?
Well, I've taken a half a year in Latin, and that was when I was in sixth grade, and I can't remember what my teacher's name was.
Well, did you enjoy going to school? Was it a relief from having to work in the garden and such as that?
Yeah, we enjoyed school. We got to play ball. We played tennis and we played basketball. And Sometimes he played baseball.
How did y'all get to school at that time?
Well, the first of my school days, my daddy bought a new wagon, and he carried all of us to school in that new wagon.
Was that just your family or the kids of the neighborhood?
It was the kids of the community that was around close to us that they carried us to school in that wagon, and they'd come and get us when school was out and bring us home.
So the rumors of parents saying that they had to walk 2 or 3 miles through the snow to get to school wasn't necessarily true during this time period.
Well, now some of them might have had to walk. I know some of them did walk to school.
Well, what about high school? How did you get to school? You went to school in the city of Talladega, so how did you get from out here in Chandler Springs and to the city of Talladega?
Well, I had to walk about 2 miles to catch a school bus about 7 o'clock. And I caught a school bus that Mr. Kemp owned. The county didn't furnish school bus back then. They had to get a truck and build a bed on it for the school kids to ride in. They wasn't too many of us that rode the bus. Too many that was going to high school back in them days in this community.
What were most of the kids doing since they weren't getting an education? What were those that weren't in school, what were they doing? Were they farming or logging? What did they have planned for the rest of their life?
I imagine that's what they'd done. They worked at sawmills. We had several sawmills around here. Worked at sawmills, some of them worked in the woods cutting trees and things of that order.
Did you have any relatives that worked in the cotton mills or anything like that back during that time?
Yeah, I had a sister and a cousin that worked in the cotton mills. And we had to back then.
Well, as far as schooling went, did many of the kids that were in school with you go on to college?
No, there's very few went to college because they didn't have the money to pay the tuition.
Was there any scholarships at that time for kids to go on to college that you know of?
I never heard of any scholarships.
Ms. Camp, after you graduated high school, what did you do with your life? What plans did you have?
Well, I got married. I married a son of the man that had drove the school bus. And he owned a little place uptown, and he gave it to us, and we paid him just a little along till we got the little house paid for.
Where was the house at in Talladega?
Yeah, it was down on the road going towards Phoenix. And there was 3 lots.
Well, how did your husband's father, how had he obtained land there in the town? Do you have any idea how he came across the land, or did he just, what did he do for a living? What did your husband's father do for a living?
Well, right then he was farming, but during his lifetime he had a planer mill and a sawmill. He'd done that type of work for years and years, so he got too old, and he had some colored people that lived on the farm there where he lived, and they farmed for several years. Of course,
how did he support you, or how did y'all support yourselves? Did you go to work full time doing anything?
Well, he worked at Beamiston Bag Company for several years. And I went to work down there, and I worked for 3 years. Then he went and learned to be an electrician, and then from there on he started doing electrical work.
Did he travel around doing electrical work, or did he just mostly stay in the county?
Well, they stayed in the county. We had a new co-op to come to Tioga County. He helped to wire a lot of houses where this new co-op started getting new customers.
Well, where did you go to work after you left the Beamiston Bag Company?
I worked for the Bruton Powder Company. They made powder for during World War II. And they bagged it in Talladega. They made the powder, I think, down at Chillersburg.
Okay, Miss Camp, you mentioned World War II and the powder plant there in Talladega. Were there a lot of people coming to Talladega to go to work? Was this a sign of the end of the Great Depression?
They were a lot of people working. They had buses from everywhere coming into Talladega bringing people to work. I don't know how many people there were, but they had a big sewing machine where they made the bags to put the powder in, and they had lines, well, about 6 lines where they had people putting powder, fixing powder in the bags, and they bagged it up, and I don't know where they sent it to.
So this was a time when money was getting to be more plentiful and people were able to buy more and were turning away from farming a little, weren't they?
Yeah, they. I think about the highest wages back then when you started out was 75 cents an hour. And we thought we was getting big money then.
Yeah, that was a big increase from your days of picking cotton, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
As far as the plant there in Bricon, were they building houses out there for the people to live in? Were people moving into the Bricon area, or were they just busing in and out?
They were busing them in and out. And then after the war was over, they started building houses for people that wanted to live there. Of course, there was a lot of houses built for the, you know, the big boss men and things. That's that Isabel's, that circle, you know, up on the mountain there at Talladega.
Well, the mill that you and your husband worked at in Beamiston, did they supply houses for the workers there in some cases?
Yeah, the old houses were supplied to the people that, most of them that worked there. Of course, there were some that would drive in to the work.
Were the, was Beamiston, I've heard reports that Beamiston was a self-supporting town, did it? I've heard that it had its own grocery store and gas station and such as that. Did you and your husband use that store? Or did y'all go on into Talladega to use it.
We used the store in Talladega because my husband, when he wasn't working at the plant, he was working at a grocery store. And he usually worked on the weekends and or during the evenings if they needed him.